I personally think that is an amazing song. I first heard that on Karen Ridge's House of Fun when she spoke to this young man on the phone. And when I say young man, I use the term loosely. But this is the brilliant Owen Paul. And that was Sleeping on the Same Pillow with Lynn Johnson. Hello, Owen. How are you?
How are you doing, Ian? By the way, the young comment, that was uncalled for. It was going so well when you said young man and then changed it to loosely.
Listen, if I hadn't have met you, if I hadn't have stood and had a drink with you, we hadn't have chewed the fat together, I wouldn't have said that. But you
I know this, so it's completely fine, Joe.
I feel like we're friends now.
Yeah, of course we are.
So how are you keeping, my friend? How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. I mean, the same as everyone else, obviously, very, you know, unsure of what to do in the best way to, you know, follow the government guidelines and stuff, but trying to get on as best as we can, and that's what we've got to do.
Yes, it's sort of knuckle down and get on with the things, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, for you guys, and I don't know whether you can or not on your station, but some of your shows could possibly be recorded from home and stuff, and whatever, and we're making an album right now, and obviously Sleeping on the Same Pillow is the first album. The tricky part is deciding where it is you're going to be before there's kind of a quarantine issue, and then you're stuck where you are.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Because if the rules are 10 days, if you self-isolate, then everyone around you has to do 14 days. We're like, hang on a minute. We're recording in, say, Farnham at one point, then recording somewhere else. What if we end up somewhere that we're stuck? What's the best place to be stuck to? That's a challenge. It's nearly a board game, that one.
Oh, I know. That is the thing where if you are going to be out and about, they're going to say, well, you've got to stay in. I mean, I saw something about Holiday Park. They've told people they can't self-isolate in their own caravans because Holiday Parks are for recreational places for recreation. And if they have to self-isolate, they have to make their own way back to their permanent address. Now, how mad is that?
See, that seems crazy to me. There was even a friend of mine in Spain was telling everyone that there was a hotel, I think it was in Gran Canaria or somewhere, that told everyone in the hotel to leave because it was shutting.
Yeah, well, now, a lot of hotels
are
shutting.
Where are they going to go?
Exactly. I mean,
the same goes, I mean, the caravan thing is interesting because you're right, it's an ideal situation for self-isolation and you can be kind of self-sufficient as well.
Yeah.
But even if you take that to the extent that I've always felt, you know, they have this thing, it's probably part of the rules that with caravan sites and the like, a holiday camp, where you can only rent a place on a caravan for 10 months of any given year, right?
That's right, yes.
That's a really odd thing to me, because yes, I understand why they do it, because they want it to make it to be a holiday home and not your home per se. But for me, without jumping and being too political here, for the homeless, it would be ideal and a really cheap way of solving their problem if that could be a 12-month thing.
Well, I think it's all down to whether you've got to pay. You got to pay your. What's that? I've forgotten what it's called. I'm trying to say congestion charge, but it's not.
Or like a ground rent sort of thing.
No, but you know, at home you pay your pay money to the council tax. That's it. My mind went completely blank there, and I'm sober.
Yeah,
I haven't drunk enough tea today, I think. Anyway, if you stay in these other places, then council tax starts getting involved, and I think that's why you can only stay there for so many months out of the year.
Is that why the case is? I mean, I had hoped there was good reason, because, you know, obviously, right, with the homeless situation nationally, it seemed to me to be the easy, quick fix.
No, it's the fact that you've got to pay council tax in these venues, and also all that was going on as well is affecting live music now, because all gigs are cancelled. I'm assuming you've had gigs lined up that they've put the block on.
Very much so. I mean, at the minute, most of my gigs are trying to say postponed.
Yeah,
but we can't even give a definite when that might be.
No,
so that's tricky. I mean, something like obviously the big shows like Glastonbury or some of the big ones I'm doing, like Rewind, is currently, well, Glastonbury's off now.
Yeah, but, and the Eurovision Song Contest.
And, well, that's a travesty, isn't it? But anyway, some of my shows, as I say, I want to reschedule, but they can't give us an exact date. So obviously, they may have paid deposits for those shows, but your income stream, like for everyone out there, is being cut with no solution at hand.
Yeah.
for the foreseeable. That's the part of it is for the foreseeable. If you knew, for example, I know the guy from The Alarm, Mike, that they've moved shows from March to June, right?
Wow.
Now, that's a bit of a leap. And then Simple Minds, who I know as well personally, they've moved them from this year to next year.
Yeah.
Now, when you're a smaller act, or even a local band or whatever, or you're a session musician, you haven't got the luxury of the funds to sustain you between those two points.
Of course not.
You know? So it's like something has to be done, especially because, I mean, I speak from experience here, but the, musicians of any kind, especially session guys and the like, they are self-employed status. And they're not, currently anyway, with the first announcement, especially the major one yesterday from the Chancellor, they're not covered for any kind of, recompense.
No.
At this point. Yes, the government, I'll give you an example, like the, my God, we're getting very political here. Anyway, for example, they're giving pubs and restaurants who have to close, they're giving free, there'll be no ground rent charges for a year.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's fine in theory, and it's a pretty good thing to do, but they're not open anyway.
No, that's true. That's true.
Hello, people. We're not allowed to be open. So, and then the other thing which is odd, which hopefully they'll clarify, is that the government advice is not to go to such places, but not that it's banned yet.
Exactly.
Which apparently means for, local venues to put on open mic nights or, regular restaurants. Because they're not being told they have to be banned and closed, their insurance doesn't get covered.
Oh, I know. My daughter works in the West End. She works for Delphont Macintosh Theatres. And in fact, her face popped up on Sky News the other day when they were filming outside the theatre, funnily enough. they were told to close on Monday, and the official stance at the moment is they're closed for a week until they find out what's actually going on.
Until next advisory thing.
That's
it. The next check. It's very, very tricky things, and we just got to all do our best and continue as best we can.
But,
and obviously follow the guidelines myself and wash constantly.
Yeah.
Maybe sing My Favourite Waste of Time when you're doing it. That'll do the 20 seconds. And, as we can and get all we've got.
I didn't hear that. Your phone just went funny. Say that.
Well, sorry. No, I was saying that we basically got to carry on and do the best that we can.
Yep.
And follow the guidelines, the health ones in particular, like, washing your hands frequently. And the joke I did that you missed when my phone went funny was that I said you maybe sing Favourite Waste of Time so that you do it for more than 20 seconds, which is apparently the guidance.
I do that in the shower. I sing My Favourite Waste of Time in the shower.
There you go, see?
I only have to sing it from start to finish and I'm done.
I was going to say, that's not you just washing your hands, so you must sing the whole song then, right?
Oh, I do. And the thing that got me started was I put the shower on, got in the shower, the shower's too hot, and I hit that note at the beginning.
Good lad. I'll tell you a quick story about why that note is difficult.
Go on.
Because when I first heard that song, it was part of a medley sung by Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Right? Which is well documented. But I didn't realise at that time, because I was a youngster, that I could change the key of song. So I then recorded the whole track in the same key as Bette Midler, which was like absolutely miles too high for me.
Oh, of course.
And then I had to go on tour and the rest and sing it every night. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? And it was like, it was about 10 years later or something, maybe more. Someone said to me, you do realise, you could put a capo on and change the key and sing the same song. I was like, excuse me? So that's why the note is very high.
Yes, I always wondered about that. I really
did. That's how it happened, yes.
Because listening to the news song as we just did, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's just a completely different voice. It's more mellow. It's a lower key. It's nice. And is it about sleeping in the same bed with your partner because you, well, I think you mentioned it on the other show, that you like to come back home after a gig?
Or whatever. I mean, it's really much more general than that.
Right.
I mean, in the it might be any couple of any type that are together, but they work long hours apart and they travel long distances and they might not always get back, but the wish is to get back to be on the same pillow with your partner. Yeah.
Oh, always. Always. Being a musician that travels about myself,
yeah.
I'm a singer, musician. I know exactly where you're coming from.
That's the ideal. I mean, it's not, as I say, the song's more about the fact that you might not get it, but that's what you want. And it's like, because of what Lynn Johnson singing the other part, it's both people singing from different places with the same perspective.
Yes, that's what brings it all together, which is lovely. Yeah. Which is lovely. And if people want to listen to that more and more, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes.
Yeah, it's on all the places you expect, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, if you want to stream.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can stream on Apple as well. It's everywhere right now. And it's doing very well. I'm very pleased.
So what inspired you to make this new album then?
Well, it's like most of the things I've ever done in my career, very rarely planned out. I've thought about that much. I don't make that. Have career meetings as such. It was very organic. And Howard, my main guitarist, we'd done some acoustic gigs.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you know, you've made pop records and dance records and all the rest. He said, but really, you're just a folk singer, you know, with his heart on his sleeve and, you know, singing heartfelt tunes and stuff. He said, why don't you just forget all the dance stuff and the pop stuff and just do them like that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? That's exactly who I am. It's not like, it's nothing actually new to me, because most of the songs, since I was 15 when I started writing songs, all the way through my pop career, as I said, I've even had dance hits.
Yeah.
And stuff. Most of the songs originated as a, you know, general speaking folk song of sorts, or a country song, basically. That's what they are in my head. And then, you know, because I was, say, whatever I was, 23, 24, and I was making Fair Ways of Time, when I was a pop star and a pin-up, you record them in that style to fit what you think you are at the time. But actually, in reality, most of my tracks, if you ever look back, even some of the stuff I've recorded in the last 10 years or whatever, they're just basic country, sitting by the fireside, telling your tale, blah, blah, blah. And he was absolutely right. So once we started out recording, we did a couple of things, sort of experimenting with what we had, and Sleeping really jumped out to be the one that would lead the way for us and make the change, because we could have done slightly more up-tempo tracks, which we've got ready, and we will obviously send you that in due course. But we felt, you know what, to really admit that that is who I am, who I've always been, we felt Sleeping on the Same Pillow was the best representation of that.
And I have to agree with you, it is a great little tune, and I play it quite constantly on the show.
Good lad.
Not that I play a lot of ballads, because it's a sort of an upbeat kind of show on Drive Time, but you know what,
right.
If they're good, I will play them, and I love your tune, I really do. That's why.
Thank you, you're very kind.
That's why I wanted to talk to you on the show as well, get you on.
Yeah.
Just an order to catch up with you, see how you were doing.
Indeed.
See,
we can do it live on air.
Yeah, if we get a decent phone line, we could do a duet together.
Well, that'd be tricky. Obviously, with my phone right now, that's not so good. But yes, we could probably plan that in the future, for sure.
I'm
game for that.
I did it with Paul Carrick once.
I worked with Paul Carrick. You know that, right?
Oh, he's a lovely man. I love him to pieces.
I was in Making the Mechanics. You know that, right?
I know you were. Yes,
I'm
I do.
Just reminding you.
I do. But I had him on the show on another station, and
right.
we were talking about this, that, and the other, and he was in another radio station. He had his guitar with him, and I was talking to him about writing lyrics. Someone asked me to ask him a question,
okay.
And I just burst into how long, and he picked the key out on his guitar, and
I'm not sure I could have done that.
He's in another studio playing, accompanying me. I'm in Essex, and he's somewhere else in Surrey or something. It was so surreal.
I could have sung along, but I'm not sure I could have played you in the right key that you wanted.
Oh, it was. But he's again, like you, a very, very, very talented man, a brilliant songwriter.
Oh, he's brilliant. I mean, I think how long, if I recall, I think he told me when we were like flying between shows when we were touring.
Yeah.
I think he wrote that when he was 12.
Wow.
Or 15 at the oldest.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
incredible, and that. I mean, never mind the fact that he's wrote a million other great songs thereafter, but, I mean, to start that off with the band Ace, I think that's right, isn't it?
That's it.
The band for Ace, which is an incredible thing. And actually, one of the great disappointments of mine is when we did the Mike and the Mechanics tour, and we played like all the football stadiums in Europe and whatever, we did not include that track. I was mortified. Because I got to sing all the biggies, Living Years, Over My Shoulder, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, come on, Bob, how long? And he went, no, that's not really a Mechanics thing. I went, yeah, but the fans, man, come on.
I know. Well, I've
actually meant myself.
I've seen it. I've seen it in Southend a good couple of years ago, and he did it.
Is that the Pavilion?
Yeah. Yes, at the Cliffs Pavilion. I saw him there. Yeah. And popped backstage to say hello. And where else did I see him? At the Festival Hall as well. He did a gig. This was many years ago at the Festival Hall on the South Bank.
Yeah, yeah.
Popped backstage, and he did. And people just go mad for that song. It's still like my favourite Waste of Time is people's affectionate song for you. How long is an affectionate song for him as well?
Yeah, and it's a bit like I've realised in my older years, because for a long time, you know, when it didn't go well with my record company back in the 80s and then I disappeared from the scene, it's only since I started doing it like at the big 80s festivals and Rewind, like I said, we do a lot of shows called Let's Rock all over the country, and we do gigs with Howard Jones and Nick Kershaw and Tony Hadley and whatever. It's only when I see the reaction now that I go, you know what, Owen, you didn't realise what it meant to people, and it's part of their lives.
Oh, of course, part
and
of the soundtrack.
And the opening bar event, like the How Long opening bar, everyone just goes, yeah, man.
Dum, 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 dum.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's not even in the key of the song, which I think is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mad.
But I love doing, that's why I like doing the shows now with them and singing Favourite Waste of Time and others, is because I get reminded, but especially in large gatherings and festivals and stuff, how much it meant to people.
Oh, yeah, the 80s.
It's a lovely thing.
The 80s is such a big thing still. We've got an 80s show here on the station as well called Greaties, and that gets a hell of a response. And I went to see Tony Hadley a couple of years again at the Cliffs Pavilion because the bass player in my band went to school with him.
He was the
first bass player for Spandau Ballet.
Gotcha.
And
before Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But actually, just before they changed their name to Spandau Ballet, they had a different name, and that's when my mate was the bass player. We got backstage, and Tony, again, he's a wonderful guy. Brilliant voice. An amazing voice.
Oh. Yeah.
And
obviously, like me as well, I mean, much in your older age, we're enjoying it much more now.
Yes, because you're not under pressure to make an album, to do this, to do that. You're just going out and doing what you want to do.
You love it.
Do you find it easier now then? A lot easier?
Much, much more easier, yeah. I mean, obviously the scheduling and the pressure, when I was saying to the major labels and stuff, you know, they wouldn't say that's any good. They would just say, we need a song by Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, sorry? And then you finish that one, and then you go on tour, and they go, okay, where's the new record? Well, we go, hang on a minute, I've been on tour, I didn't write anything.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
They don't care about that, because it's about share value and all that sort of stuff, and corporate this and that. And I didn't find that was conducive to making great work at all.
No, but the music business has changed these days. Let's face it, you don't need a big major record label now behind you. As long as you've got a great promotions team, and you get yourself out there on social media and get your face back out there, get your name back out there, and you're out there doing gigs as well, that it sort of gels it all together.
I know it's a massive, brilliant improvement. I mean, in some regards, I mean, obviously it's like, for new acts, it's massively beneficial, as you say, because you can record, especially now with the software packages that you can get.
Oh,
some of the recordings people are making in their bedrooms is like fantastic.
Oh, it's mad.
And that's a brilliant thing.
Yeah.
But you're right, the promotional part of it is where it gets a bit more tricky, unless you have the funds to have a promotional team or you're doing it yourself or whatever. You have to be completely on top of that virtually 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. But you've still got to put the groundwork in. I mean, I had Ricky Ross on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
From Deacon Blue. Do you know Ricky?
Sure. I do, yeah.
Oh, he's a lovely man as well.
Yeah.
Great
voice as well.
Oh, of course. Another fellow Scott.
Yes.
But you're like you, he and the band are out there doing the radio tours, doing the big radio stations, doing the local BBC stations, and doing my kind of station, doing community stations.
Well, you must, because you can make the most brilliantest record in your mind.
Yeah.
And if no one knows it's there, it doesn't make any difference of any kind.
That's it. It needs to be promoted. And I got sent the album on a preview email,
right.
And I listened to every song. of the new album, and it's
City of Love, right?
Yeah. It is such a great album. It's typical Deacon Blue. There's one track on there that sounds a little bit like the Arctic Monkeys, and when I told him that on it, he laughed his head off. But it did. It was very Arctic Monkeys-esque. And I don't mind telling it like it is, but, you know, as soon as you've got another track coming out from this album, I think you have, haven't you?
Do, yep.
As soon as that comes out, I'm going to listen to it, and I'm sure it'll be radio worthy, and I'll be playing it because.
Yeah, and I'll come back and we'll speak the talk again, and we'll do it all again, and we'll keep plugging away like everyone should do at home right now.
And next time you're in Essex, because you were.
Oh, that's a plan.
You were here a couple of weeks ago. You could have
yes,
done.
Was, yeah.
You could have done what you did if I'd have known, and then you could have come. I'm only 20 minutes up the road from where you were.
Is that right?
You could
okay, well, once this rubbish is all over with, then we will definitely do that.
That's brilliant, and I'll have the kettle on for you.
Right, I'll sing a few tunes live, and you can join in.
That'd be wonderful.
But you have to go with whatever key I do it in.
That's fine. Yours and my key are pretty similar. really, I'm listening to that. I could sing that song. It's a brilliant key. It's just in my range.
Thank you. I made it just for you.
I love you, man. I love you. Listen, thanks for joining me on the show today.
It's absolute pleasure.
Absolutely wonderful. I'll catch up with you on Facebook. I can't be your friend on Facebook, unfortunately, because you've reached your limit.
I know, that's very silly, that, isn't it?
But
I'm going to have to figure that out, yeah.
But obviously, for one way or another, we'll talk on
this. Well, we'll definitely be in touch. Don't you worry about that.
On Messenger and other things. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for giving me your time. Keep well, keep safe, and keep knocking out some great tunes.
Thank you, mate. You're very kind.
You take care. I'm gonna finish with Favourite Waste of Time, because
good lad.
That's
in the
what
right
we
key.
Need to do. In the right key, yeah.